Hi, I'm Harry Reeder.
Well, it's Monday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread.
We're in Daniel chapter 10. May be here for a little while, folks. This is a crucial text. I know you heard me say Daniel 9 is a challenging, important text that unfolds the work of God's grace to bring forth the Messiah. From the time the 70 years of captivity are finished, as prophesied by Jeremiah, and then will be another 490 years of the Lord working on His covenant nation Israel, through whom He will bring the Messiah. That's a wonderful text, and we spent some time on it. Well, now we go to another one, and that's Daniel chapter 10. This has great insight for our lives now as believers, as God's covenant people, who love and serve and live under the glorious reign of grace in Christ. And it also has great insights in terms of what is going to happen from the birth of Christ until the second coming of Christ. And that's Daniel chapter 10, the first verse, which we opened up last Friday. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel. Now, that's an important phrase because it tells you not only of the historicity of the Bible, that Christianity is not a philosophical inquiry about what is meaningful and what might be true. It is divine revelation of God to save His people from their sins in this world and to give us a world and life view that is rooted in the whole counsel of God and is penetrated by the glorious and wonderful and blessed gospel of saving grace in Christ. And it's a historical reality. In fact, this particular reality, the third year of Cyrus, means the 490 years have already started. And the 70 years of Jeremiah's prophecy as to how long Israel would be in Babylonian captivity before the decree to return them has now finished. That's because in the first year of Cyrus, this decree went out to begin to return the people of Israel back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city. Well, when they got back, they ran into significant difficulty, and by the third year of Cyrus, the people have become discouraged, and they are not making progress. On the contrary, they're discouraged, they're despairing, and paralysis in their lives has now come back to reach Daniel. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar. Well, that connects you back to when Daniel first went into exile under Nebuchadnezzar in the Babylonian Empire. And he has continued his awarded role of chief counselor now through multiple dynasties and two empires. And the word was true, and it was a great conflict after he understood the word and had understanding of the vision. So Daniel is now given another vision in the third year of Cyrus, and it is communicated to him, and he now knows both by the reports that are returning as well as the heavenly vision that a time of difficulty has come, and it is an accurate one, and that there is a great conflict. Now, my dear friends, here's what we're going to find out in this chapter. There is a great conflict that is continual. It's called spiritual warfare. What we're going to find out is that spiritual warfare is not something that comes in seasons upon God's people. It is the lifestyle of God's people. The absence of spiritual warfare is the oddity, not the presence of it. It is a continual reality. Now, we're going to find out how to look at spiritual warfare, and we're going to affirm that. But spiritual warfare, you're in the army of the Lord, and you have great battles to fight in life and in ministry for the cause of Christ in your personal life, your family, your church, and the work of the kingdom extending throughout the world. And Satan opposes us, but you also need to realize that Satan has been defeated. He's not yet been destroyed, but he's been defeated. He is the strong man bound, so he cannot do what God does not allow him to do that will ultimately serve the purposes of God. But the warfare is real. Daniel is facing it, and now he is looking for understanding of this vision. What does it mean? You join me tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.